Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Tweet at kaya959. Hashtag tweet at kaya959. What's trending?
32 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. If there's one institution that has helped to democratize access to the stock markets, making sure that you and I fully comprehend how it is that we can own our own stake in any of the JSE-listed companies, it has to be Easy Equities. The big brother behind Easy Equities is Purple Group, and they're an important company who have themselves reported their financials for the interim year and essentially moved back to black, seeing a profit that's been made following significant changes in their spend, management of their revenue, and of course, growth within their subscriber base. To tell us more, we join on the line by the CEO of the Purple Group, Charles Savage. Charles, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gugu. Always lucky to be on your show.
Always delightful. And I'm excited to actually talk to you because this year, boy oh boy, in the last 6 months, you've certainly managed to post record half-year revenue that does mark a pivotal shift within the management of your cost and efficiencies in your revenue. Talk us through what you've done.
Yeah, Gugu, it's not a six-month change. It's kind of been a 10-year journey where we've really stayed focused on growing customers, growing ARPU, which is average revenue per customer, growing the assets of our customer base, and then driving down the cost to serve. And in the outcome that the revenue that we generate from customers eventually grows higher than the value that we spend on servicing those customers. And, you know, in our past, you've seen glimpses of it where we were profitable, but not sustainably profitable through all business cycles. And for the last 2 years, you know, as everyone knows, we've kind of been through a recession and high inflationary environment, which means that people have got less cash to deposit into their investments, and so their activity is lower. And so we've had to make some significant changes in the way we operate the business, not just in a bull market, but also in a bear market. And that really fundamentally has started by taking a much keener handle and on costs, and then also just looking at the client activity and modeling it and saying, what changes do we need to make to the business model to make it more sustainable? And so in the result, it looks like a kind of six-month story, but it's not. I mean, we're almost a decade old, and this is the result of 10 years of strategic intent and being agile and playing the cards as they play to us or as they fall, and modifying the business to be resilient across all kinds of business economic cycles.
Maybe let's dig deeper into that 10-year journey and really evaluate what you've done from a cost and revenue perspective as you've given us an overview of that. I'm keen to understand, in terms of driving your costs a lot lower and making them more efficient, what key decisions or implementation of the deployment of capital you might have used there, especially from an AI or technology point of view to drive efficiencies. And then revenue, top of mind, many of us will be thinking, hold on, that 25 Rand Thrive fee that was implemented at Easy Equities, did this also contribute significantly to your revenue growth?
Yeah, so on the cost side, I mean, the human capital cost of running a platform is your big cost base, whether that's through engineering, so development, or whether it's in servicing your customers. And so keeping a handle on your headcount is critically important. You've got to do this very frugally. You've got to use technology to help service customers, and you've got to be efficient and effective at how you service them in a really low-cost way. And that's been a 10-year journey. I mean, I think when we started Easy Equities, it used to cost us around 700 or 800 Rand a year to service a single customer. You know, in the 6 months, we posted it cost us 80 Rand. So if you annualize that, it's now costing us 160 Rand. So significant benefit in, you know, driving that down over the last 10 years. So that's been a great force and is certainly driving the outcome. Mm. On the other side, as you noted, is there's revenue. And revenue contributions are shared across the group. I mean, if you look at the revenue, Easy Crypto had a very good period. Rise had a very good period. Easy Equities had a very good period. And yes, Thrive made an impact. Mm-hmm. But Thrive made an impact in two ways. Firstly, is that customers who wanted to avoid the fee or didn't want to pay the fee pitched up and started depositing more. And, you know, the best example I can give of that is when we implemented Thrive in October last year, deposits were around 550 million a month. In February, we posted a record month ever, and we posted over 1 billion Rand in deposits. And so by implementing Thrive, we became front of mind and reminded people that, hey, we're still here. We know times are difficult, but try harder to find your investment. So it's worked. It's brought more deposits to the table. And then the second one is there are hundreds of thousands of customers who see the value in the platform and are very happy to pay 25 Rand for it.
Mm.
And so for that cohort group, they go, 25 Rand, yes, please, thanks very much. We'll pay it, we'll keep the platform.
That's intriguing because it seems as though you've seen a heightened level of deposits, as you mentioned. But did you lose any customers through the implementation of the fee?
Yeah, Gugu, what a lovely question. I mean, it's our competitors must hate the answer to that, because we measured prior to Thrive what for every customer we lost, how many did we win? And the ratio was, for every customer we lost, we used to win two customers from our competitors. So it was obviously a positive inflow of customers. We weren't essentially losing anyone, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Post Thrive, that ratio has gone 1-4. So for every customer we lose, we gain 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that wasn't our strategic intent, was to, rile the market up around costs. But because everyone wanted to talk about costs when we launched Thrive, you can't talk about costs in an industry and only talk about my costs or Easy Equity's costs. You have to talk about everyone's cost. And when you look at Easy Equity's costs through the lens of a competitive framework, we're still best in class by far. And so what it did is it serviced the conversation around costs amongst our competitors' clients. And good for us, 4 arriving for everyone that leaves.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. That's a whole case study, Charles, on sticking to the tough decisions that you take and educating the market about it, despite the criticism that comes about. And I think that really speaks to leadership, where there tends to be a lot of noise around the investment arena. So that's really serving you well. And maybe that also underscores the growth and the scope of Easy Equities. As you've mentioned, there are a few other products that you're looking to launch. There are Easy Portfolio, Easy Properties, Easy Asset Management, Easy Crypto as well. Talk to us about the growth potential that continues to exist within the Easy Equities, portfolio of product holdings and investment options that we have as retail investors.
Yeah, it's easy to get distracted by everything else that we're doing. And, you've mentioned it, Easy Properties, Easy Crypto, Rise, Easy Protect, Easy Credits, Easy Trader coming. So if you and the assumption you could make, because we've built a lot of product in a very short period of time, is that that's where the growth opportunity is.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is the opposite. The growth opportunity is 100% still with Easy Equities. We only have 1 million customers, and our runway for growth is at least the tax-paying base of South Africa. So there's 6 million customers out there that we still need to go and fetch and get them onto the platform. And the good news is we've got access to them through the distribution partners, the wonderful partners that we've got, Capitec, Discovery Bank, Satrix. So we've got access to that market. And our biggest growth opportunity is to still sail that ship, keep going out, acquiring new customers, help them acquire their assets and service them with more markets. The future growth opportunity,
mm-hmm.
the growth opportunity that comes after 3, 5, or 10 years will come from all of those other products that we've talked about. The only exception to those are the ones that are already pitching up in our income statement because they've been around for some time. So Easy Crypto had a stellar 6 months. So did Rise had a stellar 6 months. Both made incredible contributions to the income statement. And that those businesses will continue to grow and rival, if you like, Easy Equities on their income statement.
Mm.
But outside of those products, the rest of the product stack will emerge or make a difference in our income statement in the medium to long term and on the short term. And the short term opportunity really is just about continuing to drive the vision of Easy Equities and getting it to 7 million customers.
Easy Horses, Charles, I mentioned to you this to you the last time we spoke. Is that an option?
Not it. I think I'd get fired for doing it. There's no money in owning a horse. As much fun as it is, and maybe we'll just do it for fun, Gugu. You and I, let's do it for fun, but
definitely,
not for business.
Definitely. Thanks for always indulging me there, Charles. I truly appreciate it. And wishing you so much more growth going forward, hey?
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Charles Savage, who's the CEO of the Purple Group. If you are familiar with the Purple Group, they are the holding company that has Easy Equities. Phenomenal growth that we've seen in terms of retail investor interest. 1 million customers that they have on that particular platform. But as you've heard Charles mention, there's a lot of room for growth to tap into the tax-paying base of South Africa. So as long as you earn an income, have some ability to actually invest, to save, there's a plethora of options for you to make investment really easy, understandable for you, so that option still remains.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.